Okay, this morning we supposed to renew our five precepts. So while waiting for the rest to come in, maybe I will just summarize a few things. Okay, we have about 1.5 hours like that. So we will try to cover as much as we can. So afterwards, you will be given a chance to introduce yourself. Then give your personal sharing and feedback by all participants, including suggestion, if any, from you on how to improve the future retreat and all the things. Then I will summarize the closing number, because most of it I have already spoken on the 26th, on how to develop your continuity of cultivation after you return to your normal daily life and routine. Then the acknowledgement of thanks. So I will maybe start off with this acknowledgement of thanks, so that when the rest come in, we can have a formal renewal of precepts. Okay. We would like to thank all those who have sponsored the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner, the beverages, and all those who have made offering and donation to the common fund of this retreat, so that all this surplus fund can allow us to perform a lot of meritorious and wholesome, very wholesome merits. It's our intention to actually make offering to the temple. So I saw the whiteboard. We have almost 5,334 for donation to this temple. And these are very wholesome. You look at the kitchen there, there's a chart, timetable for all the scheduled retreat. You saw about 12 of them. So this place is a very conducive place for people to hold retreat and all those things. Then every day they have their chanting, their routine. And it's a way place for people to train their mind, to renew their faith, and to perform a lot of meritorious action. Then all this rather wholesome possibility can only be available if these facilities are built. Then they have their annual maintenance and operation, and they need funds to actually keep it in proper condition, which we are rather fortunate, because the water system, they have spent almost 200,000 just done it up. So the hot water, everything, piping, then all the rooms are already much better than 20, 30 years ago, even the flooring, everything. So by donating towards the temple's common fund, you get to participate in whatever the temple actually offered to people, and those who can gain benefit from this way place, it will last very long. So we rejoice together with all the wholesome. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And this is something that not every now and then or everybody have a chance to do. If you don't come here for retreat, if you don't have all this type of what they call understanding, all this will not be possible. Even you come alone, at the most you pay respect and make some offering here and there. But because of what we have done, this retreat has made a lot of have provided a lot of opportunity and condition for you all to actually develop your cultivation and at the same time renew your faith. That I really rejoice. I saw many of you with a lot of faith, with a lot of diligence, and you now know how to determine strongly and seriously to walk this path. I got a lot of rejoicing because I remember during my early days when I started, I was doing it even more seriously. When I determined, I really determined. I really, really full attention with the faith at the heart. Then I make the aspiration, I make the vow. And when I make, I know one. It's very, very strong and very deep inside, true understanding. Then when I pay respect, there's a lot of gratitude towards my teacher, towards the Triple Gem, and towards all those great bodhisattva that have affinity with me and helped me in many ways to walk this path safely. Like I told you all that day, we have to always have gratitude. It's a very powerful virtue. When you have gratitude, your heart will open up. Then you will make that title, what they call gratitude, will lead you to thank them. That's why I always thank them, all these great beings, all those who have guided me in one way or another. Thank them for all their guidance. Thank for certain bodhisattva for all their protection. Then the blessings also. When they rejoice, their nature will know. They will really give you those blessings and guidance because you are very sincere and they rejoice. The reason why I know is because when I come this life, I also did a lot of that. When I see people very sincere, very determined, the faith very strong, the pure wish already there. So this part, I think, you all have done well, and I really rejoice. Let's say sadhu, 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 sadhu. Then you can recollect all this wholesomeness. You have already shared them with all the beings. That again is very, very wholesome. Then through the sharing, you also make some form of very good aspiration. Like last night we chant, the Pali version. Actually, it was on page 26 or 27. So all this will actually help you to unblock all the obstruction. Then all this routine, religious routine that you have done while you are at a retreat, these 9 days, if you really, really understand, actually it has allowed you to develop a lot of merits, a lot of wholesomeness. Even for many lives, you cannot actually develop it. Like I explained, when your faith is renewed and strengthened, when your virya is renewed and strengthened, when sati is cultivated properly, then every day you pay respect, you take refuge, you Triple Gem, you renew your precept. And the most important thing is you listen to the Dhamma, all these meritorious actions, then you straighten your view. Then you develop a lot of encouragement from fellow Kayanamitas. Then, as you can see, this group is very different, very unique. You are very sincere, and you are willing to help each other, motivate, support, and encourage each other to develop the understanding of the truth, to walk this path. So, with this base, then you provide a lot of service too. Then you do your duty very well. So all these are very meritorious. And with this base, anything you do from now onward will be very, very different from before. So that's why if you can determine seriously, hold on to your aspiration and your determination, then when you go back to daily life, back to your routine, always remember, continue with your spiritual religious routine. Means every morning when you wake up, before you sleep, first pay respect, triple gem, renew your refuge, precepts, then after that meditate for a while. Then end of the session, share merit, transfer merit. All this can take about 15 minutes to half an hour. If you really want to meditate longer, then it will be about half an hour, which is good enough. Then you start your day very different, I tell you. Then after that, before you leave the house, again, pay respect to the Buddha or any other great Bodhisattva that you have faith. Then when you come back, enter the house, you do it again. You make it a routine. Then in between, if you have free time, like lunch break or whatever, just sit, relax, sit, and maintain silent mind, peace of mind. That I did a lot during my working days, 1986 to 89. Then, as you develop this, you will become different. Then you can bow. Wherever you have time, just bow at home. Then, in between, try to be mindful throughout the day. Your daily mindfulness starts from home, then move on to the office, then move on to the car, then after that move on to driving, then finally living. While living, you can also be mindful. All this will help you. Then when your daily mindfulness stabilizes, that is the real meditation. Before the daily mindfulness stabilizes, if you cannot have heedfulness to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, actually the real meditation has not started. So four foundations of mindfulness will accumulate when you reach the daily mindfulness. Then after that you break free or break through very fast. Okay? Okay. We rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I think everybody is here. Anybody missing? Nobody, We're supposed to have how many? 5? 10? 15? 19 only? Everybody here? Oh, 20 including me. Oh, correct, at the back. Oh, Ingbi, I counted already. No, no, counted already. Counted already, 10, 19 only. No, no, 19 only, plus me 19. Oh, 19 correct, not 20. Oh, okay. So we can start our renewal of 5 precepts. Okay, Ingbi, we need you to page 72. You lead them. You put mayang mitta instead of bhante. You put mayang mitta better. But down there, they say when one person is chanting as an individual, say ahang. Then after that, when requesting for a nun bhante, you become aye. Then when requesting from a lay person, bhante become mitta. So you change the mitta. Okay. MB, the mic you have, you start. You'll recite after her.
Let us take 3 bows. Together with hands.
in the Anjali posture.
Mayang mita ti sarane na saha pancha sila ni yachama dutiyampi mayang mita ti sarane na saha pancha sila ni yachama tatiyampi mayang mitta ti sarane na saha pancha sila ni yachama
namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. You all repeat after me.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.
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 Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Okay, the five precepts we can chant together. Now you renew back to five precepts.
Palatipata viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Sura meraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami.
Then I will chant to you the benefits of precepts and all those things. Imani pañcasika padani silena sukantin yati silena bhoga sampada silena nibuntin yanti tasma silang visodehi. These are the five precepts. Virtue is the source of happiness. Virtue is the source of true wealth. Virtue is the source of peacefulness. Therefore, let virtue be purified constantly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we finish. That's why we need to cultivate virtue. Virtue is very important. Okay, what we can do is, we have already did the acknowledgement of thank. We should once again rejoice. Thank all the organizers for all their hard work and sincere contribution, sacrificing their time and not charging anything for free. So we thank them, we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. For their wholesomeness and sincerity. Okay, then I would like to also thank all the yogis for their kind cooperation. So far, so good. And like just now I mentioned, but some of you not around. I rejoice with your renewal in faith, with your sincerity, your diligence, and all of your what they call noble intention. So, by the power of all these wholesomeness, blessings, and aspiration that we have given you and you yourself have cultivated, may it arise the causes and conditions for you all to really, really flourish beautifully in the path of Dhamma from now onward, so that if possible, Nibbana can be realized within this life. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, then the other thing is, you want to do the forgiveness now or do now better? I tell you, you got no time, very difficult. Okay, I will use the original Buddha's version first, then after that I modify for you. Those who have this book by Chief Raven, you can turn to page 77. Okay, this one is on asking for forgiveness. So I read you the introduction. Chief Raven writes, for many people, seeking forgiveness for their sin is the most important aspect of religion. Since Buddhism denies this kind of confession, some people ask, then why do we recite something to confess? Buddhists recite the following verse not with the purpose of confessing their sin, but to recognize and admit to themselves their shortcomings, and vow not to repeat them. That's why the ask for forgiveness is to allow the nature's law to break what they call the karmic obstruction, or at least to weaken it. Then to repent. Repentance is very important. Then you determine not to do it again. Then you determine to be heedful, to be mindful of all your future actions, speech and thought. Means this asking for forgiveness must be done with sincere intention, with determination. Not just thinking that if I ask for forgiveness, oh, I got no more problem. Then after that, happy-go-lucky again. Cannot. So Chief Raven say, by not practicing mindfulness constantly in our daily activity, we impede our own spiritual progress. When we allow our mind to dwell on unwholesome thought, we may even commit grievous wrong. So reciting a verse to recast our mind with wholesome thought will provide good relief and mental strength to prevent us from repeating our wrongdoing. By expressing our thought in this way and by recognizing our fallibility, we encourage others to do likewise for their spiritual self-improvement. Having such an attitude helps us to guard our senses, our thought, our speech, and our action, regardless of whether we are at a sacred place or in the presence of a holy person. Okay, so now we chant, huh? You chant after me, huh? Kayena vacha chittena.
Kayena vacha chittena.
Pamadena mayang katang.
Pamadena mayang katang.
Acayang kamame bante.
Acayang kamame bante.
Omitra.
Omitra.
Puri panya tata kata.
Puri panya tata kata.
So the English translation is, I read to you, eh? If by deeds, speech, or thought, I read to you first. Huh? Or you want to repeat English? Huh? Okay, better that way. If by deeds, speech, or thought,
speech, or thoughts,
heedlessly, I have done anything wrong. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
O Master.
O Teacher.
Most Wise. So this is the original Buddha's version. Eh? So now I modify for you to cover all the other beings that we have offended. Eh? Or knowingly or unknowingly misled and all those things. Eh? This will be general one to complement this. Eh? Yeah. But I think the first one may be to all the Buddhas and great Bodhisattvas and all the worthy ones. Eh? That one very important. Eh? Okay. To all the great Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, noble ones, worthy ones, if this nature of mine had, whether knowingly or unknowingly, caused any coming offense towards you all, this nature of mine sincerely ask for forgiveness and will repent, never to commit them again. Then thank all the Buddhas, Bodhisattva. Wait, I read first. Eh? Then you would like to thank all the Buddhas, Bodhisattva, wise and noble ones, and worthy ones, for accepting this sincere request for forgiveness. Okay, you make it. You want to recite or what? Better recite. This nature of mine would like to thank all of the Buddhas, great Bodhisattva, noble ones, and all the worthy ones, for having kindly accepted my sincere request for forgiveness, and I vow not to repeat such mistake and heedlessness again. Okay, then the last one is to all other beings. whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, I have caused them any coming or negativity or offense or having misled them. This nature of mine would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness, and may this sincere forgiveness request of this nature of mine be accepted, and I vow not to repeat them in the future. Then after that, you can actually radiate love and metta to them. May they all, in whatever rhyme or existence they may be now, be well and happy always. May they too be without enmity, without ill will, and untroubled. And may they always keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they too be free from all suffering, both mental and physical suffering. Then may there be peace. May there be joy deep within their hearts. Okay, then we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we can carry out the last. What time are we? Oh, 8:35. Okay, we got slightly less than 1 hour. So the last part is those who want to do the formal introduction and personal sharing and give feedback. And now you can start. Where do we start? May, yeah? May in the right corner. We let May start, then we continue. See if we can cover how many. Those who have really keen to do it, you put up your hand first. Ah, okay, after Brother Hung, push it up.
Good morning, Brother Teo, and all Dharma brothers and sisters. Okay, just to cut everything short. Actually, I really thank Brother Teo for the teachings that you have given me. Since last year until now, I think this retreat has really given me a lot of knowledge regarding the Dharma. And I'm actually most grateful for the answers to my life problem, which I received during this retreat from Brother Teo's teaching, and also I think from some of the brothers and sisters here. I really sincerely want to thank all of you, and I'm really very grateful to this.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I think in this retreat, I really come to know what is relaxed. Because I've had a very hectic lifestyle. And it's this time that I really learn what is to relax. That's why, I don't know, some of you may notice that I do things actually quite rush. But from here, I really learn, and I really sincerely want to cultivate that. And the other thing is keeping silence inside
me. Oh, very important.
I feel so joyful that I realize, oh, this is silence, you know. And actually, I sort of learned this from Pratio, Mimi, I think Mi Fong. I think, and one or two of you. Really, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah. I'm really very
grateful.
Because
when you are silent inside, you experience peace. Understand not? You experience stillness, tranquility, no thought, no emotion, no fear, no problem. Understand not? Then clarity. You can see things clearly. Then you can make better decision. Then you can insight into phenomena and develop wisdom. Then you can see clearly how you function as a human being. Why you become miserable, asana. Why living being suffer. You are from your own direct seeing within you. You can see and feel why people are like that, why they suffer. Then you will have a lot of understanding. And that understanding will lead to compassion, love. Then when there is condition, you will know how to attend to them and help them. Asana. That's why you become sensitive. But when you are emotional, you cannot feel people, understand not? Because you are too sad, too depressed inside, and you got no awareness, no sensitivity to feel, understand not? Very good. Sadhu to you.
Another joy that I receive, this very, really, I think everybody do share this, like I concur with what Brother Teo has just said. This yes. group is very special, one, you know.
Yeah.
You all are very cooperative, so cheerful, and everything
and
to help.
No selfishness,
yes.
Really
and
to help.
Yeah, the great thing is everybody is so willing to share.
Yes,
I think Mimi has shared the most. spiritually, we really need all this.
Yeah, these are the real Kayanamita, the Dhamma friends that are very sincere. They walk the path of Dhamma together with us. And because of that, they will share everything. They will guide you, they will encourage you, motivate you, and even lead you. Understand? There are two types of Dhamma friends, I always say. The first one is you cultivate, you walk the path of Dhamma, the first type. Second one is you can find that one is the best. Those who have the Dhamma. Oh, then when you become their Dhamma friend, you fatal, you the Dhamma. Because what they can see and understand from what they see in you, they will know how to straighten your view, advise you. What you need is open mind, understand not? Don't fix your view. That's why the Buddha said, you have fixed view, you are dead. Then like Kalamas, he advised them, you only have to check what he advised you, does it hurt or harm you and others? If it don't, develop the faith and move, understand not? So don't be gullible, don't go and listen to something that create that view without even wanting to check or try. You got nothing to lose if it don't harm you and harm others. So why not give it a try? If it stand up to investigation, you have all to begin, all the benefits of it. Yeah, good.
And I want to thank Brother Teo and also Mimi. I know that they have made, in fact, several occasions, they have made aspiration for us. So shall we give a big sadhu? Brother Teo, I'd like to take this opportunity. May I pay you special respect
and
three bows?
No problem, sadhu. Sadhu, I rejoice.
Finally, I like to take this opportunity to ask for forgiveness from Matthew and all brothers and sisters for anything that I have done or said wrong.
Yeah, sadhu. thank you. I'll pass to Brother Hung, sorry. He very keen to share.
Brother, got time limit
or not? Sure got time. Oh, still got 45 minutes. No problem.
Got.
Let Brother Hung. After that, I give to. After that, pass back to you. Can. In the bus, you can still share. No problem. And this time, less people in the bus, easier to share. Okay, Brother Hung.
Brother Theo, I want to show you my greatest, deepest gratitude to you for so compassionately, so patiently teaching this wonderful Dharma to all of us. You know, when I follow two great masters, Master Pe Yan and Master Xuan Hua, for 20 over years.
Yeah.
I saw their Dharma, no, as great as ocean.
Yes, yes, yeah.
I only get a few drops.
Yeah.
I do not know how to enter the Dharma.
Yeah, the Dharma door, correct.
When you show this Dharma door to us, I was full of joy.
Yeah, yeah, it connect, it link the whole thing.
You know, for all of you who do not know me, I'm Master Pe Yan's disciple.
Yeah,
he's my refuge master.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when Sister Lee invited Brother Theos to come and lecture the
Singjing,
Heart Sutra, he said, "Hey, come and join Brother Theos' class this Sunday, this coming Sunday, 3 to 6 hours, no." I said, "I don't have time." So, you know, at that time, I say I will attend two lectures. See who is here. So sorry,
no problem. No,
I said if he is not the staff, then I will do lecture enough. You know, after the first lecture, I recognize Brother Theo is not teaching us Dharma.
Yeah.
He has the Dharma.
Yeah.
You see. So I try my best to attend his lectures. See, you must know, when I took my Bodhisattva precept, I make many vows. One of the vows in the future, I will always meet good knowing advisor.
Now I know how he connect.
And I have two great knowing advisors. I follow. I told Parathio, I told him.
He told me that day.
I consider you a great knowing advisor to me.
Sadhu.
I have benefited a lot in this retreat. You know, in the past, I don't know there's energy in the heart. In this retreat, when we cultivate his method, you know, in the past, when I follow other master, do the metta meditation, we are just parrot, no? When Master Chan we follow, we don't know what is that, no? But in this retreat, I discover, hey, there is such thing as energy in the heart. Okay? And when I try the metta, the energy actually expands.
Very good, sadhu.
No, that was first time. The second time, it expands more. And then, you see, I found in the last day, this energy, if I focus my mind on the heart, the energy really flung out.
Come out.
The back also.
Yes, everywhere.
The back also.
Very
so amazing.
Yes, sadhu. Then after that, when you stabilize, this metta is from the heart, direct. Initially, you need words to arise the feeling, to arise that metta feeling. Then you wheel it out, like what Padmasuri did. But finally, no word on. When you already have the metta, you no need word on. It's just from your perfection of metta. You just read it. That's why every time the enlightened one, when their hand arise, means this pure energy go out already. That's why when you walk across, you see me like that. You know what goes out from there. Sometimes I may just acknowledge you, but from here, things happen. That here one is ever radiating, non-stop. If you silence your mind, attentively listen, it will go in on. Because this one, you don't need words on. This one, the vibration go in. You listen is to develop more stable understanding through thought and through word. But you listen from here, when you learn how to listen from here, you don't really need to connect to the brain. Yeah, the Dhamma will go inside, right? And you will understand. That's why certain people, illiterate, they don't know anything. They just silent and have faith. They understand what I say. I have met a few like that. They come and speak to me in dialect. He said, Kanan, Kanan, Sisyani. He said, thank you so much. Because there is so much joy after they listen. Then they like understand. Good. Continue.
Brother Teo, so in this retreat, I benefited so much. And I told many people, many of our sisters and brothers, this group is so special.
Yeah, very special.
Not just how cooperative they are.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Spiritually very separate. Very special.
Yeah, so special. I said, we are in the same book, maybe already.
Long time ago.
So, I would like to take this opportunity to again thank Brother Teo and all the Karamitas cultivated together with me.
Yeah.
I told a lot of people, when we cultivate in a group, we do it in a group, we share all the merit.
Sadhu.
Now I would like to pay a special respect to Brother Teo. And I would also like to ask for forgiveness from Brother Teo and all the Karamitas. If I've done anything wrong to you, please forgive me. I told Mimi, if you enlightened first, you don't forget.
Don't forget.
I will remember all of you.
That should be the way. The real cultivator is like that. You remember how Moggallana and Sariputta came together or not? That to make this vow, just like what Brother Hung told Mimi. They were searching for truth for many, many lives together. They every time born together, one nearby. Then they agree on one thing. If you find the teacher that can bring about enlightenment to you, first thing you come and see me. Together we go, is it? Whoever. So actually, Sariputta met Asaji, you remember? Then because of that stanza, Sariputta became a Sotapanna. Then he find out from Asaji where Buddha is. He didn't go direct. He straight away went and looked for Moggallana. Then the two of them go. Then when they reach the Buddha announced, these are my two first and second disciples. They are already here. Then straight away they renounce. Moggallana, I think within 2 weeks, become Arahant. Or 1 week, I forgot already. Then Sariputta, another week later, 2 weeks. They should know. Moggallana first, because he's psychic. thank you so much. We passed to Padmasuri after she lose her chance. Thank you so much, Sadhu.
Good morning, Brother Teo and brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Actually, Brother Teo, when I first met you, I really have the urge to bow to you already. So every time I bow to the Buddha, actually in my heart, I'm bowing to my teacher also.
Yeah, I know.
So,
a lot of faith.
I cannot show. I dare not show it.
Yeah, I know.
Then just now when you are chanting the triple gem, I just burst into tears. Because my first teacher's image just appear and then as if that he's in the room in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in tears just now.
Sadhu. Because earlier on, there were no conditions. So I let you all do what you think you should do. But it's okay.
I waited 30 years for this to happen.
Just allow it to come out. Don't worry. This is very good. Because the nature suddenly realized. And it has taken so long. That's why there is joy, there is tears. Never too late. 30 years is considered short. People can miss for eons, understand? Can continue.
And in fact, this trip, I thought I got no chance to come already.
Because many things happened before this. Actually, I'm forced to cancel one of the retreat, and my mind really stir. Then after that, I talk to myself. I say, even a noble wish, when the condition is not right, we have to let go.
Correct.
Otherwise, we cannot be in peace.
Yes.
So I waited, and then on the 2 days before the retreat, one of my colleagues told me, you have to come back on 22nd of March.
Oh.
I told her, I'm really sorry, I overlooked that. I have a duty on that day.
Yeah.
I say, I have to go. I will replace my duty some other day.
Yeah.
Please. So I forcefully created the condition for myself to come. So when I'm paying to Brother Sui An, I also told him, I said, my HR ma, sometimes they just call me back in within 24 hours.
We
are 24 hours on call.
Hmm.
So I say, if I really don't get to go, I take this as a donation. I make an effort to come. I prepare myself, and the doctor told me, my chiropractic told me, you cannot sit on the floor cross-legged for 3 weeks. So I counted, by the time the first 5 days over, is exactly 3 weeks.
So
I go all the way to Seoul, all the cushions, so I bring my own cushion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my husband was asking me, you are pampering your butt or you are meditating? So I said, I don't care. As long as I can reach Nirvana, I will do all what I can.
Father.
So I reach here, you can see me sitting here for 9 days. I have no problem.
No problem, yeah.
But then my spine surgeon come, said, not 3 weeks, 6 weeks. But this time I go back to him, I'm going to tell him I don't need an MRI for the spine already.
Yeah, you were not one.
Yeah, that is what I want to share. And then yesterday, I was whole day full of joy. I feel very light.
It's the
zi-zai, you know, feeling
zi-zai,
of
at ease. You suddenly release from all of the worldly problem.
Yes, and then last night, I feel something not right. Hey, how come so stressless, no stress?
Yeah.
I said, there must be something wrong. It looks like the determination is missing.
No.
It cannot be the determination is missing.
No,
I'm so scared that I lost the result.
This is the fruition. Where you have been a teacher. My wife used to tell me, teacher, a lot of stress. Not only students, parents.
Yes, that what forced me to learn, because I went to Sri Lanka, a trip to Sri Lanka. I saw the small children were taught how to chant in Pali.
Yeah.
So when I come back to our school in Malaysia, I see our Buddhist students, they are really, really very pathetic.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have the urge to go and learn, and I teach. Want to teach them.
Yeah.
At least they know the five precepts before they leave from five.
Mm.
So that, you know, they keep in their heart their five precepts, so that they will not do any evil.
Oh, very good. My wife, they are with another teacher, set out a 4-year plan in the primary school.
That's why later parents call in, but I'm facing a lot of difficulties. The first school, I set up Buddhist society, and I was out of the school.
After
I set out, I have no choice. I was out of the school.
Oh, they transfer you out.
Not that transfer, but I somehow my nature tell me you have to get away from the school.
Okay.
So I teach in the next. I really have no chance. When I come here, whenever I have opportunity, I will have some Buddhist activity, and parents called up. I was so scared I'm being kicked out again. So I...
Oh, complain. Yeah.
Yeah. Then parents keep calling the school. We want Buddhist society. We want Buddhist society.
Yeah.
But now I'm still in the... But whenever I have the chance, I will give them. I will tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But I say maybe later, when I'm ready to go out, I will set up and I will leave.
Yes.
That's my way.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. But now they are very strict. Even the
very strict.
Very strict. Even the
school,
Christian society have been asking for 5 years.
Correct. They won't
this
give.
Year's BIBG, they say you don't ask anymore.
Correct.
No way. Mm. That's no way. And the other day we do statistics. Christian is classified under lion. No more Christian.
Ayo. Line
just
religion.
This year, they classified Christian under line for the student statistics, student data. So you can see my urge. I don't know how to express.
I know, I understand.
But then this
because
morning,
your nature has this kindness, has this compassion. You want to actually help these children. And that has been your, what they call, aspiration.
So yesterday, when I bow to the Manjushri,
yeah.
The word come out from my heart. Now I'm still thinking, is it true la, that I have made such? I still don't understand. I still have to put into test, see whether that is really my vow.
Yeah, you will know.
So this morning, I go and meditate in front of Manjushri and bow and bow and bow. Anyway, my nature told me, it's not here. It's
the other side, Pusian.
Yes, Pusian. So I went over there. I bowed just for a short while. I feel the energy
coming in.
Calm down to my heart. Yeah. So I seated there. And then suddenly when I opened my eyes, nobody there. It's all dark.
Yeah,
I just bow and come out.
Sadhu.
That's why I'm so eager to share with you all.
Sadhu.
And I'm sincerely asking for forgiveness from Brother Teo, intentionally, unintentionally, whatever, in terms of speech, thought, or body action that I have done wrong. I sincerely ask for forgiveness from Brother Teo and all my Kayana Mitas.
Sadhu.
And if I really have the determination to reach the other side,
the other shore,
I will come back. Yeah. I will come back and make sure every one of us cross to the other shore.
Sadhu.
And I don't know whether I'm doing the right thing. Shall I invite everybody to instead of one by one bow to
together,
Brother Teo,
together,
why not we all together, sincerely bow together to save time? Yeah.
Sadhu, I rejoice. I can.
Last year's retreat was from May the 1st to May the 5th, but May the 5th was the election, so we have to cut short, make it May the 4th. And then when I met Padmasuri, she says, I cannot go, it's teacher, your responsibility, cannot take leave, this and that. So at that retreat, we are trying to fix next year, which is this year. So I chose the timing for the school holidays.
Sadhu.
So this retreat is for you.
Sadhu.
The timing of the retreat is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to get this time.
Yeah. Yes. Because her faith become very strong after Sui Ai Mi Fong brought her along to Thailand trip, the Bangkok.
I would like to thank all the
World Conference, Buddhist World Conference at the university. At that time, he suddenly see.
I think Brother Teo give me a lot of strength. And then, you know, Brother Teo, I don't know whether I should share with
others. You can.
Because when I sit down, there was one occasion when I sit down and listen to Brother Teo's talk, I feel vibration here.
I close, I silent my eyes.
I can feel the vibration.
Then after that, you bring it down your heart better still. Because those who can silence their mind, you will know the energy is very strong. Those who in my house also, they feel it. Because that energy is in my nature, not me. And that energy is different or no? You cannot take finish on. How much you draw, never get like less on. But when I speak, that energy and that vibration come out is even more powerful as well. That's why when I speak, not only is sent out, it's sent to my whole body. That's why I get healed, my blocked nose the first day. So every time when I speak Dhamma, this energy actually very powerful just come out. And I speak from here, you know, straight from the heart. That's why it's not through the brain. The moment it come out, I cannot remember it. Unless there is condition for me to recall. That's why I have to ask you why I come to here. The moment you tell me, then I connect. Yeah. Every instant, every moment, the nature know what to say. That's why when you ask a question, the nature understand, then you want to come out and say. By the time I rub the whiteboard, no memory. That's why I have to ask you, why did I come out here? Or how did I end up here? Yeah. Then the moment one of you can tell me, you even tell me something before that one, then I will tell you, no, not this. And then suddenly come back. Understand not? And then I won't know where to continue. Like yesterday, peace. The silent mind. I forgot. I want to explain the silent mind. The moment I walk there, I rub the whiteboard, I cannot remember. And then later on, you all connect to something. Then I remember. Yes. That peace, the silent. Then I explain. So when you understand, you just have to have faith. I tell you, faith is number one. When you have faith, the Dhamma just go in like that. Then you just silent. Don't try to use the thought too much. Otherwise, it interferes. And the danger of using thought is your views, your opinion, your conditioning prevent you from accepting. You had doubt. Because this is not something you commonly hear. Whereas Brother Heng is different. He has the path. He has been looking for this. When truth is spoken, he will know. Because he opened up the Dhamma door. He already have the first two teachers that teach her a lot of beautiful Dhamma. Ocean of it. But he said he get a few drops because they didn't open the Dhamma door for him. You see? Because they cannot express and explain in such a way that is related to life that can allow him to understand, and immediately all those words become clear to him. Understand? So he is different. But the rest, some of you, you got too much knowledge, like Puan Chi, they all take very long. Because too much knowledge. And want to know too much and compare here, compare there. That's why in the Hokkien, the Indian, king like king, he king the chow king king. Because you choose until all bad one already. If you don't choose, you go there, you see good, you just buy. But you don't want to buy, you got to choose. By the time you come back, all the good one gone. And then left with the not so good one. So you have to have wisdom. Then you have to have this ability to understand which is the truth. And then your past will actually help you to screen. Otherwise, very difficult one. So Dhamma is like that. You need to have past condition and affinity. That's why make aspiration. Then develop good Dhamma friends. Like Brother Heng say, he very happy with everyone. Then he come and see me. Oh, he make a deal. You enlighten first, you see me. I enlighten first, I see you. Then he vow to take all across. This is very good. This is a bodhisattva mind, understand? He came and see me that time. I look at him. I say, I rejoin. Then I know he must have something. Otherwise, how can he come and ask me this type of thing? He say, when you finish, I want to be your first line disciple. Wow, I look at you. I say, okay, sadhu. I say, I rejoin. For no reason, no. A few days ago, no, he just come, he smile, he come, he say, Paratio, I got a request. Then he told me the two teachers and all that. Then after that, he say, I want to make one sincere request. He say, then he asked for that. My nature knew, because when a Wu Ping Jing Sir, he was the one that constantly attend on at the back, sit at the back there. And he had a lot of joy after hearing the sharing. Then he come out, he will talk to me. Then he said, I have never heard this type of Dhamma before. He said, oh, so clear and so direct and can open up all the understanding. You know why most Buddhists cannot develop the understanding of the Dhamma? You know why? I think a few of you all know that
before I teach you all the Dhamma like separate one another, one here, one here, one here, one here. They cannot link one, understand? Huh? The moment you link means what? You saw the zigzag puzzle, the big picture. And then you know what this thing is. They're very easy to cultivate, understand? Huh? Otherwise, here a little bit, here a little bit. Oh, then explain also how past six, understand? Huh? So how? Cannot link, cannot connect. Doesn't know what are the essential Dhamma and how they link, how they connect, and how they serve what purpose. The right view regards to law of karma, nobody teach you one, I tell you. They may tell you, the right view, one of them is law of karma, after that stop. And they cannot link to all the other Dhammapada verse, all the other advice of the Buddha, the precept. They cannot link one, I tell you. Because when you don't have the Dhamma, you cannot link. But when you have the Dhamma, you see, the whole thing is just one picture, one zigzag puzzle. Then every piece you know. That's why when every piece you know this piece and that piece all related or not. Then you can explain. But if you know only one part of the zigzag puzzle, there one part, and the problem is that part also not clear, then how to link? Cannot. That's why the one that is spoken by the one who has the Dhamma is very different. That's why when I met my teacher, I know. I listen, I know. Then some don't have the Dhamma. They have other things. The gateway, they know. Oh. So different people cultivate different things. They cultivate consciousness, energy field. But the energy field is pure consciousness, occult. You know what is occult? No? Psychic is the other one. Occult is the pure one. Pure psychic is occult. They call occult power. OCCULT. Heard of it? The one, my last teacher, is the occult specialist. Very powerful. But they touch occult. Purer than psychic. But it's energy field. It's pure energy field. Consciousness alone. They move the consciousness. Because they believe there is an ultimate self. He believed the true self through me. It's okay, because like the two teachers that taught the Buddha, they also believe in that. There is the ultimate Atman. The true self, the ultimate self. So different people, when they different understanding, they will pursue the different objective. So there is no right, no wrong. If you want occult, you can go for occult. If you want wisdom, you cannot mix. If you mix, your wisdom cannot grow. That's why my nature from the past, I know I cannot touch psychic, I cannot touch occult. I got no kung fu. I got nothing. I only got understanding. That's it. And with that, it's enough. I don't need anything else. Because this form of mind is not really what you think. It is. It's not me. It's just a vehicle and a tool that come for me to use. To fulfill my vow. To do my role. And also at the same time allow me to use, to experience life. To experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. And to do what I want to do here in the sana. Just like when you retire, you got nothing to do. And do what you love to do. That should be life. Even though moment to moment, not so real. But those who have the understanding, there is still beautiful life, meaningful life. Like Kuan Yin Bodhisattva say, true emptiness is wonderful existence. Means you must have ultimate wisdom and conventional conditioned world wisdom. And then these two combine, the form and mind know how to live. Otherwise, one-sided, you still have problem. Okay, we continue. Who is the next one? Mrs. Ho. Thank you.
Allow me to sit down.
Can sit down, no problem.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo. Create a condition for me to come, and also I'm very thankful my friend Jennifer
and Stephanie also, and she have you.
And
Sister Lian also.
Sister Mifong. And committee member.
Yeah, committee member. Organizer.
Be successful, yeah. And also thank you all the friends here, the brothers and sisters. Yeah. If I create any problem here, thank you very much. Actually, in my life, I always think that do good thing is good enough. Don't harm anybody, but not knowing there are so much to know. So from here, I learn. Though I'm old, but like kindergarten. I learn a lot. I realize in this life, I have burdened a lot. From my brother, my parents, my children, my husband, my patient. So, I like to help them. But I don't know how to help myself. I've forgotten. So, from now on, I think I know.
Yeah, you will know how to help yourself.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Father. Thank you very much. Next, who is next? You continue.
I'm so grateful to Brother Teo for teaching me the Dharma.
It's okay. Just let it come out. And you can continue to share.
Which I've been searching for so long. There was a rare time Chief Reverend had come to SGB. That she made the gift of Dharma talk.
Yes.
It's only really towards the end of my retirement. I didn't go for my retreat.
Okay.
The first retreat was in the 10 days retreat at SJBA with Janaka.
Yes.
That was my first experience.
Oh, okay.
And then continuously, I did join some short retreats.
Oh, okay.
And I also took refuge from Bande Ramanansi.
Very good.
And then after my retirement, I also spent more time on meditation, doing metta. And also with Vipassana. Until today, I really realized that gratitude, that's the way I should practice.
Sadhu. Because the Dhamma is always like that. When you have such determination from the past, this life will manifest. But because you have been looking for it for so long, you couldn't find it. Then the moment you hear it, you will know one, and tears will come. The nature will stir. There is joy, but sometimes the thought go in and interfere. How come took me so long? But don't worry about that. The timing you cannot decide. It depends on your vow, your past, your affinity. Like Sister Lian also said. Also took her so long. So it's like that. Don't worry.
And actually, I heard Brother Stewart Dharma talk quite some time back.
Yes.
In SGBA and also in SS3.
Yeah, SS3. Yeah.
I went there once. So clear.
Very clear, very direct. Very easy.
That's what when Brother Svian told me, he actually invited me for his Thursday class quite a number of times. And finally, when he invited on the forest, man came to.
Visudo.
I went to attend. And then also I decided to come and join this retreat.
Ah, sadhu, sadhu.
Thanks, my sister, for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah.
For not going, you excuse us that it's very cold, I don't come.
Yes. That's why sometimes now you recall back, reflect. Sometimes in life it's like that. If it's not because of your strong karmic affinity, then conscious mind tend to be like that. No? You don't understand and you don't know this is important. So to you, it's just, you can give excuse and justify that, cannot, not free, busy. Then you know what happened. If let's say, after the retreat, people tell you, "Wow, so good." You cannot imagine what I tell you. Then you say, "You miss me, no matter. Next time, God, I go." It's different right here. Because you miss that opportunity. And the opportunity is the first step that actually move you. Then when you miss that, like if you come, let's say, next year, you will not be like better prepared like those who come before. You know? Then you receive very slow one. You like did now, first time you hear. Although you may think that there's a lot of beautiful Dhamma understanding, but because you first time listen to me, you know, and I tell you, after some time, you will rejoice more. Because that thing that is shared, cultivator of all level can understand and receive it. So you will later come to know. That's why from now on, your life, you desire. You have time, like you say, you retire, you want to spend more time on the Dhamma. So, you should actually make a decision, a conscious decision, as what you want. And Thursday class is a good start. Okay, let's see.
Yeah. Actually, I make an aspiration to do daily mindfulness.
Yes, very important. To build the daily mindfulness, you must have the spiritual faculty. Support as the faith, number one, faith. Then drive you, virya. Then after that, you sure cultivate sati. Sati stabilize it to become heedful. Means ever mindful to cultivate noble evil power. And then do your religious routine. Those are the things you need to do. Then after that, daily mindfulness. Then very fast you progress. Then when your daily mindfulness is stabilized, I tell you, your sitting becomes so simple. You go in already. Then your mind very different. Like when it's trained, I used to tell the third class, the mind that is trained means what? Like badminton, you play until very skillful. You can decide where to send the shuttlecock. You want to return the baseline, pop, you go baseline. You want to go net, you go net. You want to keep to the side court, you go to the side court. Means you can direct the mind. And then it's so easy to meditate. You want the mind to be silent? It's silent. You want the mind to arise? It arises. You want it to be aware? Aware. Last time, it cannot listen to you. And you sit down, want to be silent? Oh, all the thoughts.
Full of thoughts.
That's why you cannot do anything. You know? Then you try to force your mind to be silent. Then you focus here, focus there, not here, not there. You don't know what you are doing. But nobody explained to you. That's why the Blue Book, although we didn't go through, I purposely photographed that for you all so that you can read through on your own, so that you can develop better understanding because it's printed. Okay?
Sadhu for your own.
Sadhu. No problem.
And also, like, thanks to Brother Sian and Yifeng for so much compassion to be invite me to this retreat.
Yes.
And you have been so kind and so
helpful. Very helpful.
In all the ways.
Yes.
And like, thanks to all the Kaya.
Okay, I know it,
for all your love and compassion and support. And I wish you all have a fruitful journey.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
Sadhu.
And I also want to ask for forgiveness from Brother Joe and all the Kalyamitas for whatever actions I've done, spoken by speech, by.
No problem. Just now already done. We already whatever forgiven. But no problem. So far so good. Nobody has offended me. I keep on rejoicing because you are meant to be understand. Okay. Pass on. Mi Fong, that side. What about that girl at the back? She won already.
I haven't actually spoken at all. Because
Give your name first. Introduce your name. What's your name, sister?
I'm Bilan.
Bilan. Oh, okay, Bilan. Yeah. Okay.
I did ask the first question though through the paper.
Question, Oh, she's from Australia, Bilan. You're from Australia?
Yeah, I'm a Malaysian, but
yeah, I know. You went over to Australia. Yeah. Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah.
Very fortunate. Because it's my first time learning Dhamma.
Oh, good. Like that you very easily understand one, huh?
But I so far have not gain anything.
Oh, you think you haven't, but your heart, no. That's why you have tears, you have joy. And I saw you now smile more, much more. Yeah, a lot of difference. Smile a lot more. There is so much joy.
I just wish to thank everyone, the community and Brother Theo and Brother Sian and Mi Fong especially and my sister for this opportunity. And I hope I can improve and understand better.
Can, no problem. You sure can.
Thank you,
slowly,
everybody.
Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to thank Mrs. Steele.
Yes.
She's the greatest lady.
Yeah.
Behind the greatest man. And I thank her for taking care of the great man. I think without her, we would not have this great man in front of us speaking to us so generously. All of us appreciate the teacher, but we forgot that behind our teacher is the beautiful people around him. And the beautiful, closest person around him is his wife.
You are perfectly right. She actually very, very good wife.
That is sad.
She did her duty very well. I used to joke with her. I say, you look after me and our two children, you fatad already. Because she did it with so much sincerity and joy, responsibility, and she loved to do it because she has this heart that understands. It's not only this life, we are wife. We have been together very, very long. I used to do joke with her. I don't know what type of cable you got. I said, I'm from other star. She called us Lengo. I never go there. Third year training, I went there. Then everything happened because when I was young, I got one very funny vow. I make this life. Because when I was young, my brother, 6 years older than me, the classmate all got married. Then you know lah, they all after form three married, very young now, shotgun one, sure got problem one. Wow, upside down, everyone upside down. Then I saw if that is life, this world will be full of suffering. And because of that, I don't know why. I go and say, I know I will not supposed to get married, but because of that, I say, if ever I were to get married, is to save one family. because I knew I can only marry one to save one family. But that family must be upside down, completely upside down. Oh, I went there, I saw that family really completely upside down. Then I said, how come like that? Then I remember that inspiration of God. Oh, you meant to be, must be. That's how everything happened. Then later on only I know she can go along the Dhamma. She also understands the Dhamma. She also very good. That's why has been together very long. Then there is this vow or aspiration that she make to follow me. That's why I say, what type of cable is it? I know there is something, but I don't know until later. Okay? Oh, sadhu, Sister Lien. Wow.
So,
yeah, something like that. But I didn't leave her after her first child.
Okay. So I think I would request all of us to also pay respect to Mrs. Teo. Sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, you all should thank her because she never stopped me from coming out to share Dhamma. She always together with me. She never complained even once. That's why there is the virtue that they have. And she just play her part, her role, quiet. Yeah, okay.
And as for my teacher, Brother Teo, I think I've been communicating with you since the moment I sit here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So
initially, the first day, I think the Four Noble Truths really, really hit your heart. Then after that, you start to like reply. Then I knew it was more towards intellect, understand? But I don't blame you because you are very intellect. Then you know a lot of things. But then I see and I know inside. Intellect without the awareness, you cannot break the thought. That's why you want to break the thought, you put sticker everywhere, but you cannot break it. Then like you say, you are full of joy now, you know how to break. Because after hearing all this, and then after that, you don't interfere me anymore. No? Oh, that was the best. Because initially, it is normal. No? Like Yun Chan started that time. Brother Teo, why like that? No. Then she got her intellectual answer. Then I have to explain again. Okay, you say like that. Okay, then I give another example. Then she realized, not so right already. What you think is right, when you have wisdom, you point out, not so right already. Then the beauty of her Dhamma is, whatever that you think logical to the human mind, I tell you, spiritually is the opposite. So you will come to know all this later. Okay, continue. Sorry.
Actually, I was not supposed to be here also. I'm supposed to be having a good time in Greece.
In Greece.
So I think I should thank my good karma and my good nature that I have been given this opportunity. Because I have been searching for a very long time and I couldn't break through that thing. I am not a temple goer. I don't go to temple. But I am a seeker.
Yeah. True seeker. Really want to find out the truth.
And I look deep into myself. Every time I look deep into myself, and I know that the way is to the Buddha.
Yes.
And I have been right in front of me and I always ask him, I have been praying reverence with you, year in, year out. Why can't I see the truth?
Uh-huh.
I saw it, it was the thought. I couldn't break it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just couldn't break through that thought. Mm. And there was no one to show it to me. And I know it was the thought, it was the thought, it was the thought. I went to the extent of putting in my handphone that beeps
every 10 minutes to check the quality of my mind. I went into doing things like putting stickers on my wall. Even my son was laughing at me. Hey, Todd, you have no place in my mind. You are no more my concern.
Yeah.
And I also know it was the heart.
Yes.
Because I have been teaching my son and do not know what am I teaching.
Virtue.
It is not virtue. I taught my son one thing. Besides teaching my son virtues, which was in the text. My son, we are very close. If he wants a second advice, he will come to me.
Very good.
And then he will ask me, Mom, is it right? And I will answer him that it may be right for me, it may not be right for you.
Sadhu, this is the wise one.
It may be right for your friend, it may not be right for you. The answer is in your heart.
Yes.
And I'm saying it and I do not know it.
Answer is in the heart, he used the head.
I say the answer is in the heart. I'm saying it to my son.
Yeah.
I tell myself I should look in the mirror and say it to myself. And then, coming here, I found that mirror.
Yeah.
And the mirror shows it to me that, oh, please, look inside your own heart.
Look within, Hui Kuang Fan Zhao.
So that's all I got to say.
Thank you so much.
And the rest, I think, Brother Teo, I have been transmitting it.
I know. Sadhu. Let us thank her. Sadhu. Okay. Envy wants to share.
Actually, I went to Central Asia with Mimi. I saw her now. I can see the tremendous changes in her.
Tremendous changes.
With so much glow on her face.
Yes.
Sadhu.
After in the bus. Can continue, don't worry.
Sadhu to you, Brother Teo, for explaining the Dharma, the essential part. I have, as you said, most of us, I think, among my friends, we learn Dharma from bits and pieces.
Not linked.
You know, being English educated, the only thing that we are exposed to is most likely the source, Theravada Buddhism. So, self-learning and attending Dharma talks here and there. And what you have explained, teaching especially the basics. And that has guided me back towards the practice. Because when I first started, I was searching for Dharma also for some 6 to 7 years. And somehow I'm just wondering whether if it has connection with Guan Yin.
You bring out a very good point. All those have affinity with Guan Yin. You sincerely are, you got affinity with me. Because I owe Guan Yin a lot. Understand? All those who have affinity with Guan Yin, they will come to me. And I can tell you, 90% of those who come to me all have affinity with Guan Yin. Mimi also same everybody.
Because when I was in Form 5, that's in 1968, and being traditional Chinese and English educator, you don't have this kind of systematic
teaching
like in the Christianity or Islam. So I attended gospel classes and Christian reunion. And one day, my mother, being not literate, especially those people of that age, concerned for the children. She consulted a fortune teller, my daughter, my son, what will happen, So, anyway, this fortune teller told her that your son, this Kesite, asked him to decide don't step with 2 feet on 2 boats.
Oh, okay.
So at that time, because I attended the Bible classes, correspondence, and that's English. Other than that, you don't have anything available, not Buddhism in English, thinking that these deity worshippers are Buddhism. So when my mom came to tell me that the fortune teller advised that either you follow Christianity or you follow Buddhism. So-called Buddhism. But when you follow Christianity, Guan Yin cannot help you.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, the fortune teller tell her that.
Yeah.
Oh, sadhu. Yeah, you follow Christianity, Guan Yin cannot help you. Hey, true. That statement is very true, I tell you.
So after that, then I stopped the Bible correspondence course.
Okay.
Then I had a friend, and I said, where can I get, you know, English books on this Buddhism, which is those deity worshipping. So one day he went to Singapore and brought back 2 books. One is the Tao of I Ching.
Ah, put inside. Slipper, put inside for them. Somebody put a slipper on the doorway. Continue, sorry. Yeah, continue. No, it's continue.
So the other book was The Teaching of Mencius.
Oh,
so
okay.
That was a Chinese philosophy and all those things.
Mencius, Mengzi.
So the at that age, to read those two, it's heavy reading.
Yeah, heavy, very heavy.
And then I was searching for some 6 years or 7 years, and eventually someone who passed the Voice of Buddhism, the magazine,
yes,
to me.
Yes.
And that is how I started off.
Brickfield one, BMF.
So I'm very thankful to Brother Teo for explaining the several classes talks you have given.
Yes.
But this is more comprehensive, because
very
we have more time to understand the essence
correct,
of the Dharma. And in this case, I'd like also to thank Brother Sui An, also the other one was Sister
Padmasuri.
Padmasuri, is it?
Yeah.
Because you are not able to attend
retreats
organized outside of the school holidays.
He
scheduled it to this time, to the end of the month, and this is a suitable time for me.
Oh,
first half of the month, I can never attend.
Meant to be.
Because I'm in the multi-level marketing business. And so the first half month,
I have always been busy
calculating bonuses for
So
anyway, I think that the very important part, because in the past, as I was exposed, although not in depth into Theravada and Mahayana, but I knew that there's something in these two traditions, but which is the correct one.
Oh.
So that's why I came out with this to always aspire to be able to be guided, to meet, associate, and learn from those noble ones who have realized the true Dharma. So always aspiring to know the true
Very
Dharma
important.
As it is, irrespective of traditions, and irrespective of whether this person you meet, be he a monk, layman, or
Very
nun,
important.
Or lay woman, but whoever can explain to you, teach you to understand Dharma within, and that is a good teacher. So thank you very much, Brother Teo.
Thank you.
After all those years, and I started, it was, I think, also something like 30 years or until I attended this retreat. And this is, I think, what it is. Because when I started learning on the Dharma, I also read small booklets on the practice of mindfulness, as a meditation. So I did try, when I went to work, just focus my mind on the body movement. And for 3 weeks or so, I was able to achieve calmness and all those.
Oh, very good.
Just small booklet I read, and then I just practiced that, just being aware. And you know what? Because I was working in PJ and staying in Port Klang, so usually my sister would wake me up at a certain time. So during these 3 weeks, what happened is that when she was about to wake me up, before her hand even touched my table,
you know already.
I know already.
So
I said, okay,
that
I will wake
up.
So now, things having separated from that experience, because after that, I attended Buddhist, associations and interact with others. And I think I got distracted.
Oh,
distracted in the sense that there were activities, but I did not come back to
mindfulness. Mindfulness. Yeah.
So later on with the learning, and I must acknowledge here that I do appreciate, you know, the Maharshi tradition
of
explaining teaching mindfulness, the foundation of mindfulness.
Correct, yes.
The only thing is that the at that time, not knowing that it is sort of a thought base. So it is only coming here.
You can still use that technique, but you need to silence your mind. It is the object of meditation. It is used to train your mind. And then no different, because don't always go there, understand? Because after you train already, like anapanasati, you don't do anapanasati anymore. You move to the next category of practice. Mindfulness of four posture. And then third category, mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action and all. And that is the real meditation. So must understand why you start with a skillful mean or object of meditation. Because your mind is heedless. A lot of hindrance. Think a lot. You need to train it. Means you need to anchor it to something. When you are with rising falling, like you are with the awareness, it is also what they call rise and fall. So when you silence your mind, you can detect. Like you silence your mind, you can detect your breathing. Breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. So when this one rise, it's following your breath. You also aware. But people never explain why you do that. It's to train the mind to have sati, something to anchor it. So that it's always with the moment, because your movement within kaya, whether breathing or abdomen or movement, they are always in the moment. When you are with it, you sure in the moment without thought. Understand? So that is the purpose.
So thank you, Brother Tio. Even the Sayadaws, they have said, he said that they, you are very analytical.
Yeah.
So which is true. Because when throughout those years, I think it's about 30 plus years in the Dharma, but more on Dharma discussion.
Yes.
Able to pinpoint. Yeah. When in comparison between Buddhism and other religion.
Correct.
So with friends, they see the difference. Mm-hmm. So, you know. So anyway, the most important thing is that what you have mentioned, I think that's what exactly the Buddha wanted to teach and we should follow.
Yes,
so thank you for clarifying it.
No problem.
I seek forgiveness
no problem.
For any wrongdoings through body, speech, or mind. And to every one of you, including Brother Teo, may all your aspirations be speedily accomplished.
Sadhu. You see, when it comes to Buddhism, just now he mentioned two traditions, main one, Theravada and Mahayana. During the Buddha's time, there is no division. So Theravada and Mahayana come about after the passing of the Buddha. But I can tell you, both has their pro and con. Both are from the Buddha, the tradition. Theravada, the very good point is, they preserve the original teaching. They are called orthodox teaching, or teaching of the elders. So they actually retain the real Dhamma, the words of the Buddha, through chanting. And this one very accurate. The problem is, over the years, as they come down, the understanding part starts to lose its potency. So that's why, as it passed down, the interpretation, the main commentary, and the teaching start to deviate. You cannot blame. Not to say 2,600 years ago. I give you a message, you pass down to 10%, the wrong message come out at the end already. If they can write down, then it's different. So what they retain is, during the Buddha's time, no writing. So the Buddha teach chanting, which is very good. And chanting, like your school song, you can remember very long. You every day sing, or you every day chant. So that is the good part of Theravada. But the weak part is, Theravada didn't flourish and grow after the Buddha passed away because of the way the understanding keep on getting its dilution, then finally deviation. The good thing about Mahayana is they actually have people like Bodhidharma that went over to China. He actually has the Dhamma. Then when he went to China and teach, this Chinese patriarch, somehow, most of them are Bodhisattva, understand? So they got a higher teaching. When the Buddha went out to Tawatinsa to teach, he teach the Abhidhamma there, understand? He teach the higher teaching there. Even Amitabha Sutta, all the other Mahayana Sutta, all from there. It seems there is one Bodhisattva, they call Long Su Pusa. You remember? His memory like Ananda one. He very good memory. So he was there listening. That's why he was the one that bring down the Mahayana Sutta, most of them, to earth. Then all the patriarchs start to study. Because the second patriarch learned from Bodhidharma, he got the original teaching. And he is talented, he is gifted, and he understands. Yeah. But Mahayana never flourished until Hui Ning. Hui Ning breakthrough duality. That's why since you say he reached the end of cultivation of the mundane mind, but his mundane mind cannot collapse. He cannot realize the true mind. That's why his poem is highest for mundane mind. He said the body is like a bohi tree. Four foundation here, so you can become enlightened. Correct. So he used mindfulness to cultivate. Then he looked at the wrong mind. He said the mind is like a mirror bride, constantly reflecting. Understand, means it stand on something. Then he said, keep on polishing this mirror, means keep on mindful, aware, so that no dust can arise. So what is dust? Defilement. When you create defilement, the other side automatic arise. So if you got defilement, means you got wholesomeness. You got good, you got bad. So how can the mind, mundane mind, that create the good and bad, then this mundane mind try to do away with one side. When one side disappear, the other side also disappear. No? But if you retain one side, the other side will exist. No? So, like the leaf will fall, understand? No? In the forest. Defilement will come, understand? Because you haven't penetrated, understand? No? You haven't realized the true mind. You have not caught the direct see. So he keep on mindful, mindful, mindful. Do the four right effort very well. But without wisdom, you cannot break. Understand? No? And that's where he trapped. He is at the gate of enlightenment. No Dhamma door to go in. Understand? No? Whereas Hui Ning, he was born with a true mind. That's why he said, I got another poem, he said. He said, what? That poem, right one, is the mundane mind, not the true mind, he said. The true mind, not like that one, he said. That's why he said, Bodhi, Pu Ti, Peng Wu Su. Bodhi is not a tree, you know. Bodhi is wisdom, you know, understanding, you know. Not a tree, not anything else. So he said, Pu Ti, Peng Wu Su. Then he said, the mind, it's neither a mirror by our stand, or Ming Jing Yi Fei Tai. Then he said, originally that true mind got nothing. Pen Lai Wu Wu He Chu Re Shen Ai. Then where can the dust arise? If you don't create, there is no dust. But because your mundane mind arise to create, there is dust. That's why you have to do. The Buddha said, no need to do. Aware. It sees. Understand? That's where since you cannot track on it. I can get a sufu already. I will end already. Yeah. Oh. Okay. We stop. Okay. We do our... Okay, no problem. Then I tell what. We do our sharing on the bus. So now we will do a sharing of merit, transfer of merit. Then we pay respect and wait for sufu. Okay. We do the Pali and the English. Akasatta ca bumata Dewa naga mahindika Punyang tang anamoditwa Cirang rakan tu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, Devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. อิตาวัตตาจามิหิสัมปทานปุญญาสัมปทานสัพเพเทวาอโมอนุโมทันตุสัพพสัมปติสิทธิยา May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one and those who can receive them.Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and those who can receive them. And may they all do be well and happy always.Okay, you make an aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina Mami bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu Yawa nivana patia. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we now follow the foolish, but only the wise and enlightened one until Nibbana is realized.Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's do the closing homage. Yeah? Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava.Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho.Sanghang Namami. Okay, we wait for Sifu. I need to rearrange this back. Somebody help me.